Look at Talk. A brand new episode starts right now. Welcome on, welcome everybody to another edition of the Look at Talk podcast. Thank you for rocking with your boy, rocking with Vic for the whole season, ladies and gentlemen. This is the last men's only round session of season six. I got a whole bunch of fellas joining me today from all across the country. Let's go around the horn and holler at everybody. First up, we got my man holding it down in Ohio. What up, DC? How you doing? He's the host of the What the Shit podcast. How you doing, my brother?
What's going on? What the business is, people? You already know who it is. The only cell phone, flip phone podcast you can find still out here in these streets.
He got the flip phone. He got the beeper. He got all that stuff for y'all. Hey, shout out to my dog, Mr. New Orleans Finest, holding it down in Orlando. Mr. Godfrey, how you doing today, man? Welcome back to Look and Talk.
I'm pretty good, you know, keeping my days bright like Kamala Harris.
Yeah, damn, not like Kamala Harris. Hey, yeah, that's super bright right there, you know what I'm saying? And last but not least, we got a handsome guy named Will. Last time Will was on the podcast, we were getting out of the pandemic. So, Will, welcome back. You still, how you been doing, man?
I've been awesome. Thanks for having me back, bro.
Hey, it's great to have you back, man. You still talking to Black Love, Black Couples out here, man?
Yes, sir. Black Love Renaissance Podcast.
Hey, y'all, if y'all couples out there, y'all need to go holler at my man, you know what I'm saying? Because he got the questions for y'all asses, you know what I'm saying? He'll definitely make y'all reevaluate y'all relationships and stuff. So, all right, fellas, let's go ahead and jump into the man talk for this month. Shout out to Morgan from the Afrocentric Podcast. She made this comment about men and stuff, and it got me wondering. She said the Black community would do better if men would hold other men accountable. Do y'all feel like we hold each other accountable as men, or should we be doing better with holding each other accountable?
I'll let y'all go ahead.
I'll go first. I'm going to say yes and no. We do, but it's to the point where we got to know what you want. Most guys, their relationships aren't as deep as women's are. So it's like, how can I really hold you accountable if you're not really telling me most of your goals and accomplishments? You get what I'm saying? Like, I've actually had a conversation with a guy, and he just had a baby. And basically he was like, yeah, man, I'm trying to, you know, do right. I don't want to mess this thing up. I really want to take this serious. So I'm like, yo, you need to hang around different people and not the people that you have been hanging around. That's the only way you're going to be held accountable and stick to the straight and narrow. Mm-hmm. So basically, like I say, you got to put what you want out on the table. It can't just be, oh, I just want to make $1 million. It's got to be, yo, I want to strengthen my morals. I want to strengthen my values. And then you got to find those people that's going to hold you accountable to strengthen your morals and values. You get what I'm saying?
That's definitely real.
Yeah, I feel you. Want to jump in, DC?
I think we do, but I think at the same time, we as Black people had that mentality, like, you know what I'm saying? If it don't concern me, it ain't none of my business, you know what I'm saying? Until I'm involved. I mean, if we get past that and everybody start paying attention, like, I can keep some, if we real friends, I should be able to tell you something about yourself that you want to fix or you want to see your blind side. You know what I mean? So helping you see that, you know what I'm saying, is constructive criticism, but at the same time, it's helping you hold yourself accountable. Like, this is where you fuck up at, you know what I'm saying? So I try to, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? People's grown, they don't want to hear some things. So it's taking with a grain of salt of how you do it.
For me, Yerman, do men hold other men accountable? They do, but not enough. So we don't have a lot of people that hold other men accountable because just like DC said, he literally took the words right out of my mouth, Yerman. He literally said, like, if it don't concern me, I don't get involved with that situation. But if I got someone I care for and I rock with you the long way, I'm going to be honest with you and let you know, hey, you need to do this. She's feeling this way. You need to be taking things into consideration. It's a partnership. That's how relationships supposed to be, especially if the choices you make are going to reflect other people that's in your circle.
That's definitely real. Everybody made some very strong points, and I definitely feel like us as Black men, we definitely need to hold each other accountable. Like, if you see your homeboy you have a beautiful woman, like, and she's doing everything for you, meaning you're not really, she's doing everything womanly without complaining. Why the hell are you not doing the what needs to be done as a man? Like, why are you not doing little shit for her? Why is she having to struggle when you could easily lighten the load for her and we know about it? No. Because I know somebody that told me straight up, their homeboys jumped them because they were treating this woman wrong. Because he was treating this woman wrong. I'm like, that's what we need more of. Like, could y'all see yourselves, if y'all see y'all homeboy treating this girl wrong, are y'all going to step in and check this man? Or are y'all just going to let it slide?
If you're asking a question, hell yeah, I'm going to check homie. If he out of pocket.
Yeah, you definitely got to check your friends if they out of pocket. Especially if you know it's a good person.
I mean, you can only go so far with checking somebody, like, verbally, yeah, but, like, a physical altercation, it's really a waste of time, because if they're going to get back together, then what the hell is the point of me, you know what I'm saying, putting myself out there like that? I know that's like a cop-out, but...
Oh, you ain't lying. Because I done seen some people do that shit, toxic shit. Like, yeah. You try to go break it up, and the woman get mad at you for getting in the fucking conversation, like, mind your business, nigga, and I'm just like, damn. Like, that's you trying to help a motherfucker out, and she ain't really want your help, nigga. They just toxic as fuck. So that's how they show love to each other. Cuss each other out, get the fight, and you go to break it up. Now they both double-teaming your ass, and she coming off the top rope with an elbow or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, mind your business. And that's why people mind their business, because you don't know what the situation is. Like, if that's your people and you know what's going on, then yeah, cool. But just trying to randomly, you know what I'm saying, do that shit down the street, that shit get you hurt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
there's a lot of, like, Jody and Yvette relationships going on in this day and age. So, yeah.
That shit is too normalized.
Yeah, it's been normalized because I guess maybe it was us being stuck in the pandemic. And also, maybe people don't know their fucking value. You know what I'm saying? Because if you know your value, you would not be selling for them during relationships.
But it's like you said, a lot of people don't know their value. They just... It's something I told, like, a friend of mine. I said, a woman knows her value. No, a man knows a woman's value more than she's willing to embrace it, if it makes sense. Because if we know we got a good woman and we know she's not going to go anywhere else, we literally have to get to the point where she has to get to that no point of no return. Like, you know, that R. Kelly song, when a woman's fed up. Because we didn't kind of misused her and manipulated her to the point where she wants nothing to do with her. When she's done with you, she's literally done with you.
And you know what? And sometimes that might be a lie, because you know what? Because a new man might come along, and then as soon as you hit her up promising better or selling her on better, she might fall back into your arms because she's comfortable with you. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen it happen before. You know what I'm saying? I've seen how somebody new comes along, but then the ex just hits them up all of out of nowhere. Now they back on love.
I was in a situation like that before. But I never really complained about it because I had a little chick on the side. So.
Yeah, nothing on that one. I'm a little stumped.
Right.
You're trying to respond after. Like, it was a lot in that situation, so I was trying to keep up. It was like a ping pong ball, and I just was like lost. Catch me up. I just need a little quick note, because I mean, like, I've seen some people in that situation where you're talking about, like, she halfway out the door or damn near out the door, and that nigga trying to pull back, and the new dude pulling, and then they just it's toxic. This is weird, but it's people, man. We weird.
Didn't Young Blue get famous off of something like that?
Yeah. This was a whole song, yeah.
Man, it was like so much toxic music back in the day, you know what I'm saying? They think what we got today now, a lot of shit out today, we barely understand it, but if y'all go back and look at some of the shit that came out in the 70s, the 80s, and 90s, a lot of that shit was toxic. And what we know now, oh my.
Bobby Womack.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, man. I read his backstory about his situation. I'm like, y'all, If y'all want a toxic ass situation, y'all go read up on that Bobby Womack situation, man.
That nigga Bobby Womack was a terrorist.
He was a goddamn terrorist. I'm like, God damn.
I'm still trying to process how you wear your best friend's suit to his funeral.
And you banging his wife.
And his daughter.
Make it make sense, business. Man. How you do that, man?
Nigga said, fuck you for real. Your wife, your daughter, and had your best suit on at your funeral.
You gonna hit the daughter? Bruh, it's bad enough you eyeing this man's wife, and you made a song saying, oh, my friend is so trusting of me. I'm like, bruh.
Made a whole song about his best friend not knowing he's sleeping with his wife.
That's not the definition of toxic right now. That is toxic, and that also tells me you're not a real friend. Because if you're a real friend, I'm not looking at your woman.
You're just going to have to run the one-on-one with me, like dead or alive. Like, you're just going to have to. Like, ain't no way in hell you just going to come out the blue, make a song about it, and think I'm supposed to be cool with it.
Then, that had to be an awkward-ass conversation, too.
Then the part that was so crazy was, when you're reading the story about Sam Cooke, because that's who the victim in all this was, the dude got killed by a woman that got set up in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so odd, and it's just so peculiar how Sam Cooke is killed in a hotel, and then the next like week when they set up the funeral, homie's wearing his suit to his funeral.
Like, why the hell would you even want to wear somebody's clothes like that? Like, no. Hell no.
That's just a special type of ancient nigga. Like, there's no other way to explain it. That's not even toxic. That's just, that's when you know you're going to a special place in hell.
You definitely got a first class ticket to a special place in hell. If you just, I'm like, bro, you had to wear this man's suit. You couldn't wear your own suit.
Nope.
I mean, social media, if social media was out back then, they would have canceled his ass so fast.
They would have canceled him. Definitely Richard Pryor. They'd find a way to cancel Richard Pryor.
Damn, was Richard Pryor that bad?
Yeah. Like, if you read his... He was actually supposed to have a biopic like years ago. Mike Epps was actually supposed to play Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to play. I saw those rumors. Yeah, no, it was actually supposed to happen. The problem was the director was supposed to have been Lee Daniels. Mm. If you're familiar with Lee Daniels, he was gonna have him doing some flamboyant shit.
Oh, damn.
And Mike Epps wasn't cool. He said he wasn't going to do it.
Respect to Mike Epps, you know what I'm saying? Respect to the ones that stand on the business, you know what I'm saying? Even if it costs them a check, they standing on business.
Indeed.
But ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. The more you drink, the better we sound. So get that liquor pulled up if you haven't done so already. This is the last men's only round, season 6. And also, we're going to speak on something that a dear friend of mine, he ain't here tonight, shout out to Juggy. He would have been all over if he was here. But fellas, what the hell y'all think of these abortion laws going on across the states? Like, why the hell are some of these lawmakers that are men trying to tell women what the hell they need to be doing with their bodies?
I want DC person.
And it's old ass men at that, like motherfuckers who just like spitting dust down there. Like, it's weird that we are allowing men to do that. Like, we live in a fucked up country, people. Like, we got men doing that shit to do with shit.
Many different times.
Trying to fucking make laws, like trying to tell people, like, you telling somebody what they can't do with their own body is wild. And the fact that y'all have nothing else, nothing better to do, the fact, you know, we owe somebody $1 trillion, $3 trillion, something like that. Y'all ain't trying to figure out how to fix that, but y'all trying to fix women. And that shit's, it's like motherfuckers who don't like pussy is trying to dictate how pussy works. Like, shit's stupid. It's fucked.
How can I say this? It's pretty much what DC said, you know, it's a bunch of old dudes, and that's really kind of where it boils down to. We got a bunch of old heads in office trying to speak on behalf of modern women. And it's mind-boggling because I'm a person who is pro-life. I'm a person who believes in pro-life because I believe in responsibility. But I've also had to learn over time, some women have no choice but to abort because they may that fetus or they may not be fertile enough to carry a child. And somewhere along the line, I remember reading an article when they were implementing this ban. They were talking about like these mothers who are pregnant, they can't abort after 6 weeks or some shit like that. And I'm just like processing it in my head, and I'm just like, why are we not doing anything about this? That's the real question. Fuck all that. Why are old men telling women what to do with their bodies? Is why are we allowing this to happen in the first place? If this is the United States of America and the Constitution is supposed to represent the American citizen, why don't we start implementing action?
There should have been no way that Roe v. Wade should have been overturned like 60 years later.
Hell yeah, we should have been implementing that shit, man.
They just thought niggas was talking out their ass until they realized, like, they literally overturned the law that told you, hey, you're going to be carrying some babies, and you can't do so. You're not going to be able to abort a child until maybe after 6 weeks. And even after that, it's still going to be like, yeah, we're not going to let you do that. So I would hopefully, in the near future, I hope women are responsible for who they lay with. That's the number one factor I want this message to be predicated upon. It's like, I want women to be responsible for who they lay with, because at the end of the day, once you make that decision, it's about that child now. So don't let your selfish actions or your emotions put you in a situation, a life changing situation that you're not comfortable or you're not ready for. And then we already got lawmakers that's trying to tell people what to do with their bodies. They're trying to implement laws and say, hey, you work in construction or outdoors, I don't have to provide you any nourishments or any type of refreshments. That shit's in law.
Yeah, Florida is just on some dumb shit right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I saw that law. I'm like, you got motherfuckers out here working in damn near 100 degree weather and you can't give them a water break. That's so stupid. And also to go back to the abortion laws, and I'm like, it's the ridiculous how these people can make these laws, but yet some of them, if you look at their past, they paid for a damn abortion or two. And also another thing I think we need to do is, yes, the ladies need to be responsible for who they lay with, but I feel like the men need to be putting on protection. Like, if you know damn well you ain't trying to have a baby with this woman, I'm gonna need you to pull out a condom or something. I know it feels good raw, but I need to, you know, so I need y'all to be aware of that shit and just put the damn condom on if you're not okay with this person long term. DC, what do you think?
I couldn't have said it better, I guess. I mean, that sounded righteous to me. I don't know. I think it's, I heard it said it's a woman's responsibility to somehow that goes. And I think both parties need to be conscious of what they want or what they're trying to do. And if it ain't kids, then take precautions and take steps. But shit happens, man.
Yeah, I understand. Like, I do agree. Like, it's a two-way street.
It's like, I agree shit happens, but you know what? You got to know who the hell you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? If it's somebody you just met at the club, I need y'all to put a damn rubber on. But you know, if this shit happens, I need y'all to be shit happens with somebody. at least you comfortable. You done spent time with this person. You know their standards and all. But you know what? Also, people, to go back to these laws, if y'all think these laws are ridiculous, I need y'all asses to get out and vote. Let's vote these old motherfuckers out and get somebody, young people in office, somebody between the ages of 30 and 50, you know what I'm saying? Let's get these baby boomers out of here because they asses are collecting Social Security. Meanwhile, it's already been projected we ain't getting no damn Social Security.
You know the part that's so crazy about, like, what you just said? Is like there was one of the candidates, and this is a whole crazy story in itself. I think it's Nikki Haley. I think that's her name. I found out she was like, or Native American, or nationality was like East Indian, from what people were explaining to me. She came out of the blue, was trying to enforce the law if she was in, like, you know, was one of the Republican nominees. She was going to implement a law saying, like, hey, we should put, you know, push the age of Social Security to like 70 years old. And isn't the life expectancy somewhere around like 66, 67 lately for the typical American?
Yeah, I think it's something like that. It's probably going to drop down some. And I'm like, you know, I'm thinking maybe somebody in her pockets to get her to say some stupid shit like that. Somebody got to pay you to say some stupid shit like that.
It's just mind-boggling to me. It's like they're the U.S. government is trying to find all type of excuses to not pay people for hard-earned money that they earn. Like, you telling me, I'm 36 years, man. You tell me I got to wait another 34 years for money that I should have already earned? And by the time I do that, you're, I'm probably just going to give it to my kids and my grandkids. You know, pass it down in the will or something like that.
Yeah, it's like you work all them years for nothing. And then come to find out, they find out that it's like it would have been better for you to invest into like a 401k or something like that. I'm like, oh, now y'all tell us that after y'all realize that we done fucked up.
It's just like old boy DC said, the government broke. So if I ain't got no money to pay you, I need to find a ways to implement laws to overlook the reality that I don't have any money, so I can't really pay you like you deserve. Yeah, you deserve to be paid for your hard-earned money, but if you're telling me I got to push the Social Security age back, like, we got a problem there. They're just using the system to, you know, to placate their dumb shit or their, like, their fuckery. And it's a sad situation. Like, you know, DC said it best. We live in a fucked up America right now.
Yeah, you know definitely. What it is. They're trying to push it back, man, because you know how a nigga try to scramble to find a little money in the couch and shit. They ain't got the money for Social Security. So if they push it back, they can find a way to try to make some money up. You know what I'm saying? Hit a couple little flop houses, play some spades, Russian roulette or some shit. I need my money though, America. I need what you owe me when I get up to that age, because I ain't playing no games. Don't come with me. We keep me defer these. Nah, nigga, I need my money up front. Y'all took my money when I was young. To give me my money when I was old. When I get old, I want my money.
Hell yeah. And I want my money for me and also for the ancestors too, because us black folks, we weren't supposed to be here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all took us. So, and we built this country, and every time we were doing better than y'all, y'all fucking bombed our asses. Y'all killed our ancestors. Y'all killed the people with voices and stuff. So I'm going to need that money. I'm going to need y'all to run that money when I get to be that age.
Personally, I feel like, yeah, man, we can still pursue reparations, but everybody has to come on board. We have to play the game like the Jewish did. They had a plan in place. They got people that was a part of the cause. We're going to get some paperwork signed. We're going to do what we got to do. We're going to get our money and just go about our business. At some point in time, we as black folks need to realize, like, yo, we are long overdue for reparations. Like, at one point in time, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in California, they were going to be the first state to implement reparations after George Floyd and shit like that. I don't know what the outcome is now, but I knew, like, at one point in time in, like, either Colorado or California, they were going to be the first states to, like, give black people reparations.
It was, I remember something about people. What? been the first to say by like 2030, 2040, we're going to ban gas fuel cars. I'm like, y'all should have been banning them because gas is damn near $6 a fucking gallon in California. You know what I'm saying? So I really think it was California that said something like that. They were going to start giving reparations to Black people.
You know what I think they did that for? I think they did that because, like you said, by 2035, 2040, they were going to actually be the first state to like ban all like petroleum vehicles. They were actually, I think they're going to try to be the first futuristic state.
Yeah, but the thing is, y'all need to go ahead and get the power grid shit straightened out, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been hearing a lot of shit about them darn cars and stuff and how they be breaking down after a certain number of mileage. And also, for my people up in Northern California where it might be snowing, you're really fucked because the damn electric car don't work in the damn snow. DC, I'm pretty sure you didn't see some people broke down in Ohio in the electric cars when it got cold.
Oh, they don't rock them around here too much. I mean, you might see one, two a month, depending on where you at. Like, I don't really see them too much, so I haven't really. I don't even see them. Wouldn't even know if they broke down because I don't see them. Not, at least not where I live at. A little more in the suburbs and maybe, but I don't see them too much.
Because I remember seeing something on TikTok about how people up in Chicago were like, they were breaking down and the damn car wouldn't charge and the car wouldn't come on for nothing. I'm like, Lord have mercy.
Sure, I remember they had somebody bought like a Cybertruck. It was supposed to be like a Tesla brand Cybertruck in Orlando. This guy was like showing it all, dude, talking about he put like $100,000 on this car and shit like that. I'm like, bro, you must have some real good money for you to be spending $100,000 on a Cybertruck and shit like that. But that's not the part that's crazy. Come to find out, a month later after he bought the car, he took the car for an actual car wash at a car wash location, and the bitch broke down.
Why the hell would you do that? Like, so what? It had to be one of those ones where you drive through it, right?
Yeah.
You got to hand wash that motherfucker. Hell no.
I was just like, bro, you didn't think about the fact that water and electricity don't mix. I was like, you wasted $100,000 for that? Bro, I'd have robbed you for $100,000. You know what I'd do with $100,000 right now, bro?
Shit. Hell yeah. What would we do with $100,000 right now? Like, you basically just, you robbed yourself. Like, why the hell would you take it to the damn machine, let the machine do it? I really feel like you got to hand wash those cars.
You have to, because it's electric based. Any form of liquid or any type of watery substance that hit any electrical components, it's going to shut down.
And also, I know for a fact with Tesla, if one thing shuts down, everything it all shut down.
Can't fuck with them.
I'll send my Toyota and Honda, Yerman. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, look. As long as my car rides fine, look, I don't need no damn electric car. It's like, because it's like, and also the bitch be self-ordering shit too. Like, say it's noticing something ain't working right, it'll order the shit and not tell you. No, motherfucker, I don't need you telling me shit. Oh, I need to go. Hey. I need to go to the damn mechanic and stuff. I'm old school like that.
Can you imagine your car ordering some rims you don't want? It's just because somebody needs some new shoes.
Hold on. They said he's supposed to do that shit, though.
You're talking about he bought the rims from R&R Customs.
Like, hey, yeah. Fucking FedEx dropping off four big ass boxes. The fuck is this? Oh, I took the liberty to order myself some new shoes, player.
Like, what?
I just ordered myself some new rims and stuff. I'm like, what the fuck you need rims for? You a damn Tesla.
Hey, man, trying to get sexy out here.
You ordered rims. Like, when did this happen? Matter of fact, I'd be checking my bank account right now because I know for a fact ain't no fucking way you made that order without my consent.
Mm-hmm. That's AI, man. Them smart cars.
Yeah, them smart cars. You give them one piece of information. They done found everything on your ass.
changing your radio station to light rock radio out of nowhere and shit, trying to calm you down.
Bitch, don't change my goddamn radio. I need to hear my ratchetness to keep from cussing your ass out.
Yeah, not the ratchetness. Like, you can say you better listen to some real Boston Richie. Like,
yeah, I'm thinking like Lil Boosie and some Jeezy or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he talking 05 ratchetness. I respect that. You hear me?
Hell yeah! Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you around here ordering shit in the damn car, but. Oh no, y'all.
I'm telling you right now. And then you know the worst part about it is because the car is buku expensive, you know what I mean? You can't sell it. It's already depreciated in value.
Yeah, ain't nobody gonna buy that shit. Ain't nobody gonna buy it.
That's why I never understood why like niggas be buying like all this expensive shit, these expensive clothes and chains, and then living the projects. Like, bro, that's bad spending habits. Like, you do know like that shit depreciates in value because nobody can really afford what you have.
Yeah, that tells me your priorities are fucked up. Like, because the goal should be to get out of the projects and not to still live in the projects and still want something because they'll be robbed at the end of the day.
I don't know, man. You know, some people want to be living ghetto fabulous out here, man. So you want to get you a nice little car outside your little two-story flopper. Looks good in the hood.
I'm
trying to do like Dave Chappelle. You remember, buy me some land in Yellow Springs.
Yeah, it's nice down there. I ain't been. Matter of fact, he's opening up his own comedy club down there.
Nice.
Because we went to a special he had here in Cleveland. He was talking at the end of the show. He's opening his own comedy club down there, and he's trying to get like major people and also give local people a chance to, you know what I'm saying, get their comedy on. And he's supposed to be there a lot.
Okay. I remember there's a rapper from New Orleans. His name was D1. He actually was trying to buy some on property out there in Cleveland. Because there was like some low income homes that was like dirt poor cheap.
Still is.
Still is. Ladies and gentlemen, that's because. We got some more too. Now, fellas, have y'all seen the dating list for men? That was this man that went viral about his dating standards for women. And also, it caught the news attention. I'm like, man, the news people done showed up. They talking to the man and stuff. Now, I ain't got his list in front of me right now, but I do remember one thing he said. He did say he requires a woman to have their own place, and you can't be renting a place. Like, I'm like, bro, you are ridiculous. But fellas, what do y'all think are some things that we need to have on there? Because that's some things that I'm like, y'all, they have on there that's just straight ridiculous. Like, why the hell are you telling a woman that she need to rent, make sure she have a mortgage and some dumb shit like that, bro? What do you think about men having a dating list in general?
Wow. I ain't seen this list.
I ain't see this list.
I ain't gonna lie to you. It must have not crossed my timeline. As crazy as my timeline is, I missed this one. Do I think it's weird? I guess not. I mean, I think having a list, period, is weird, but that's just me. Like, I don't think you should be trying to base everything off of this magical list of shit that you ain't got and ain't bringing to whatever yourself. But I mean, you know, if you got it, I guess. I mean, you should have standards and you should know what you want and be able to get it. I guess men and women. So I don't think it's weird. I just think it's weird that they're making these things go viral. Like, I don't think it's that special that a nigga got a list. I just think it's weird that he decided to show it to the world. But women have lists. You know, you got to know what you want and what you're looking for. So I'm wondering, are these lists written down on paper or is it just in their head? Because if you're writing this shit on paper, that's even weirder. But that's just how I think. That's just, but I don't mean, it's not bad to have a list, like I said, but it's just, it's weird that people are making them public, trying to make it like it's a thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to piggyback on what DC. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You got it. Go ahead and pick up.
Oh, go ahead, big dog. I got you. I'm going to follow behind you.
All right, bet. You know what I think? I think you can have a list and have somebody meet all them standards, but this person still might treat you like shit. That's why I think at the end of the day, this person
thought I was going crazy.
I thought I was too.
That's why I didn't move. I was trying to be. Is it me?
Man, we caught in the Matrix. We speaking too much truth.
I thought you was froze too. All right. Welcome to Liquor Talks, where the liquor gets you gone and the talks get you kicked off the air real quick because they want you speaking on that shit. I'm not your host, but somehow we are still here. So I guess we should try to, make something happen so his shoulders don't fall off for like 20 seconds and then he come back in here and people been tuned out because we just in here looking at y'all. So how's everybody doing out there in TV land? I'm DC, host of What the Shit. We were talking about list. Everybody got a list. Shopping list, relationship list, their sex list. You got to do these five or six things in bed or I ain't doing it. Shit's weird. Everybody got a list for something, man. Like, everybody just want to make a list, I guess, to feel important nowadays because this shit's just getting out of hand.
Too many folks want to be seen, you know what I mean? It's your boy, New Orleans Finest. We're going to hold it down for our boy, V. Jones. A little technical difficulty. Oh,
there you go.
There you go.
Speaking all right, sorry about that, fellas. Like
you were speaking too much truth. That's what happened.
Yeah, it is like, oh, talk about our list, will you?
Talk about our list. Go ahead.
Well, you got that cancel culture already.
Already. We were sitting here. We thought it was us. We both froze. Hey, you know how the cop, like, everybody freeze. It's like, you in the head. Everybody put their hands up still, like, I don't know if he was talking about me. I got a hat on, but I can't look to my nigga over here, see if he still got a hat on. So we just gonna all put our hands up because
we had to do the Michael Brown hands up, don't shoot.
I don't know who he's talking to, but yes, hands
up, don't shoot.
Yep,
it's weird, hands man. Up,
don't shoot. That's right. But like I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted by this darn technology and shit. I just don't have a long list of shit.
He said the Tesla Cybertruck.
About our Cybertrucks.
They heard us talking. It was like, yeah,
that's why I didn't say nothing about our Cybertech overlord coming soon. Nigga. He's good.
Zuckerberg was already out here in these streets, like, oh, they talking already?
Already. Hey, hey, man, that boy good. I ain't got nothing to say.
Yeah, got mad because we talking shit like we can't watch them.
You
truck.
Was talking shit. Yeah, we didn't. We were still on the air. They took you out, brother.
It is what it is. Take me out. And we still gonna get the job done. God damn it! Fuck y'all.
Yeah, that was Zuckerberg's wife was trying to shoot a shot at you. That's what happened.
Shit. I mean, you trying to drop some billions on me? Okay.
Hey man,
nigga hit you drone style. That's what that was.
I wish they would. But like I was saying, though, it's just, you know what? You just gotta go off the vibes. You know, you don't need a whole list of things. I guarantee you, if you communicate and they're consistent, everything else will fall into place.
Amen. For me personally, I'm gonna go pick it back what DC said. It's like, when I hear dudes coming out with the list, it was no different than like when we saw that viral video was on the news about a woman who had this list about the restaurants that women won't go on a first date, which I find how the media is so desperate for attention. Like, it goes to this role reversal in society. Is like the leaders were always the ones that they were the plugs, they were the outlet. Now we're the outlets, we're providing them information. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to like men putting out lists and women putting out lists of their preferences and shit like that, you can tell these motherfuckers is bored because these individuals talk about they going to Cheesecake and shit like that. I bet you they ass is somewhere at 9 o'clock getting a little reservation going on, paying $7.45 for a slice of cheesecake, New York style. It's just a bunch of goofy shit, you know what I mean? At some point in time, like, we allowed social media to dictate society, and that should have never been the case. Social media, in the right hands, in the right, you know, right direction, or with the right people, it's a perfect resource tool to get you some awareness. But the problem is, everybody wants to be famous for the wrong reasons and then justify their bullshit when things don't go their way. Hello. So when you got dudes out here creating a list, I'm like, I don't have a problem with you creating a list because that shows you have standards. Every man, every woman should have standards about themselves. I mean, technically, didn't that girl from TLC have a whole reality show just off her list?
Yeah.
And they still ain't getting nobody. So, I mean.
She fucking wanted the Lawrence brothers.
Yeah. I mean. Lists weird. I mean, I don't know. It feels vain to try to, like, you're just not going to meet a person and see what happens. We got to have a whole unrealistic list of expectations to put ourselves down, to try to get ourselves up. Like, it feels weird. Like, the fact that you need a written manifesto of what you like or what you want out of a person, it just feels like too much. Like, you just can't meet a person and just naturally find things you like and don't like and base it off that. We gotta have preconceived notions that we ain't getting none because I got these high standards.
Yeah. Man, I'm gonna pick it off back. I'm gonna actually add on to your point, German. Is this guy, he played in one of Tyler Perry sitcoms. I think his name is David Mann. Is that his name?
Yeah.
The bald guy, dark skinned dude with the goatee.
No, Mr. Brown, yeah. David Mann. Mr. Brown,
that's what it is. Appreciate you. I remember him in an interview. He said this about, like, that same list I was talking about. He told a woman, he said, all the things, I want you to write down everything that you want a man to be your perfect mate. And when you finish with that list, you become that person.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
When you become that person, then you can find somebody that matches your standards.
Yeah, I remember reading that quote. I feel like I might have seen this interview. That's real.
Yeah, so, I mean, that, like, is one of the realest quotes out there. You know what I'm saying? He really wrote down one of the realest quotes. You gotta become what you're seeking, you know what I'm saying? Because you attract what you are. If you are a bum, you're gonna attract bums. If you are a millionaire, you're gonna attract millionaires.
Not always the case, because some of them, they just want convenience. And that's true. The problem with society. It's like there's buku people out here in the world basing their standards on what other people do. Like, we're all grown men here. Have you noticed, and just, like, put it in perspective, you ever been out to, like, a bar or a club and you notice, like, the women that be at these bars and clubs?
Yeah.
Like, you see women just... They got the dress code on, perm, got the eyelashes looking right, hair looking right, you know, fragrance smelling good and shit like that. You notice that you ever notice every woman that dresses good always trying to compete with the next woman that's in the club that don't have nothing to do with them?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like they're insecure. That's what it is. Sounds like.
It's a sense of insecurity, but the reality of the situation is I've learned that women compete more than men do. Men compete for, like, ego. Women, like, it's the same thing. They compete for validation. So when they see a woman that looks a little better than them or gets some attention or a dude buying them drinks, they're going to feel a certain way behind the scenes because they didn't get chose. And that's how society is. That's why if you notice all these women, like, selling their body parts online or they selling content for a couple dollars, they doing it because somebody else made money off the shit, not because they want to do it.
Hmm.
I can't speak to that because I'm neither female nor a woman, so I don't know, but I don't know. Some of that sounded, I don't know. I ain't a woman, so I can't speak on it.
I ain't a woman either, but I know the game, you hear me? That's the reason why I wrote the book, The Player's Playbook.
Yeah, listen, y'all need to go check his book out, by the way, if y'all haven't done so already, but you know what? I definitely feel that way. I definitely have to agree with you on some things, though, but I'm like, because I don't know for myself, you know what? You just got to take it for what it is, you know? Because people, they play these games, but sometimes they get played them damn selves. They do all of that just to get played. It's crazy. And they don't know that the validation they should be seeking is validation from within and also validation from people that actually matter, people that are actually pouring into them, that are actually helping them. They want to help them because... Not all validation is good validation.
No, indeed. And I remember, like, going out to a club. It was a day party. Me and my round, his birthday passed yesterday. Happy birthday to my round, Big Ed. We went out to a club. We went to a day party called Ember. And across the way, we got the bar. And I remember seeing this, like, cute little butter pecan complexion woman, you hear me? Had been, like, about 5'6", 5'7", pretty little thing. nice little frame and all that stuff, body looking right and all that stuff. She was a complete turnoff when I looked at her shirt and she said, bad bitch. I was like, Florida doing Florida shit.
She was a bad bitch though that day.
Man, listen. Like, it was an old
black environment. That's the part that didn't work. I'm just saying, maybe that, maybe on that day she decided I'm a bad bitch. It was like, I want the world to know. I mean, I'm playing devil's advocate. I mean, this day, I mean, and I don't even mean it at the top. Maybe she, maybe to her, it felt like, you know what I'm saying? It was the new queen to her. It was, you know, she was like, today I'm on my slay shit. I'm gonna go out here and let motherfuckers know I am in charge. And that's how she felt.
I feel you on that. I feel you on that. I don't support shit like that because a queen sits on thrones, bitches stay on leashes. And we'll just leave it at that.
And also to add on to that, queens don't have to show it all the time. Queens don't seek validation by wearing it. They just fucking do it. They do it every day. They carry themselves like that. They won't wear some shit like that, you know. So I don't blame you for getting turned off.
And then the worst part about it was she tried her hardest to be seen while trying to wear that shirt, being a bad bitch. All the niggas that's passing by want to buy a drink. She's like, no, I'm good. What the fuck? Ain't that what you wanted? You want the attention? Now you sweeping them off? That dude right there to know. You were looking for validation. You were looking for, like, bragging purse. You didn't do it because you were trying to find a decent human being. You just wanted the perks of being a bad bitch.
You wanted the perks of being a bad bitch, and you wanted the validation of one certain person. And once that certain person ain't really giving you the attention, it's fuck all y'all. When in reality, it's like you can't be saying that because you may have just passed by the person that you may actually need. But people don't realize that.
Living in Florida do that to you.
This is true. Yeah.
You want the greatest teacher about relationships? You want to know how relationships work? Visit, come to Florida for like a year. You'll learn about relationships buku fast. Like all dynamics, all relationships, all couples. You'll learn real fast down here.
DC, be glad you're not in Florida. You know what I'm saying? I know you're in Ohio right now, so be grateful for being in Ohio.
I mean, Ohio got some shit going on too. It just ain't big shit, but you know what I mean? It ain't countries and backwoods and horses running, motherfucker. I mean, you know, we live in cities around this bitch. So don't get it twisted. Ohio's not, you know, a desert. We got cities, places. I mean, these motherfuckers out here doing toxic shit too, just like everywhere else. So I mean, it's just y'all got a whole different level of toxic. It's something in the water down that motherfucker. So I'm glad about that. But there's still shit going around out here. Motherfuckers ain't angels in this bitch.
That's that Ron DeSantis water right there.
yeah, that's definitely that. Definitely Ron DeSantis, and also definitely the boomers who just won't let another party step in Florida. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like they just won't. Because the young people in Tallahassee, Jacksonville, and Orlando, Tampa, and Miami want to see change, but it's the boomers in Sarasota and Ocala and shit and the villages that don't want to see change. That's what we got to deal with in Florida.
And the sad reality is I love Sarasota. Like, Lido Beach, Siesta Keys, fucking amazing.
Yes. Fucking amazing. There are some amazing beaches down in Sarasota.
And it's but Florida. The crazy part about Florida is, like, Florida is a great retirement, like, state. It's a great retirement state. So you got a bunch of people that's in positions of power who are these boomers, like you said. They don't want to relinquish that power. They don't want to pass the torch. That's why, if you notice, our presidential election, our upcoming election, are literally like two old niggas in an era where it's basically supposed to be like the young guards supposed to be taking over the mantle. Like, we have the resources here. We have, like, all the information we need, but we're stuck putting the fate of society and America and humankind on two old people who not only hold no merit, but they're doing it for their own selfish, like, accomplishments. They're just, they're fighting for something that's not even for the people. They're doing it for their status.
Mm-hmm. What you think, DC? I mean, it's like, we stuck in a rock and a hard place when you look at the election.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but that's, it's always been like that other than with Obama. It's always been two old white people versus two old white people. So, I mean, I don't, that ain't gonna change. We had that change and didn't appreciate it. So, I look out. I mean, because ain't no black people ran since, well, Kamala Harris, but I don't really know about. But anywho, yeah, I mean, we just didn't really have no black candidates in a minute, like real ones, ones with solid backgrounds and morals and shit. You know what I'm saying? Somebody we ain't got to worry about if they got pulled over and shit back in the day, or just faking fraud. So if we get one, we gonna have the same old white people versus old white people.
Yeah, because they basically have their own people. You know what I'm saying? Like, they put on their own, and it's, I respect it because that's the American way. You network and put your own people on. I understand that part, but when you talked about like black candidacy, I remember like before DeSantis goofy ass got in office, he was running up against this guy named Andrew Gillum. And basically,
yes, that man, I remember him.
That man was gonna be, he was gonna put some work in Florida. Like, that dude's track record, no matter what anybody says, like, this dude's track record was like legit. Like, he was gonna be like the progression that Florida needed, but because, like you said, it's old white dudes and they got like position of power and they put their own people on. Ron DeSantis got an office, and that's why he's doing the second term.
Right. And what's funny is I remember that because I remember Gillum was the mayor in Tallahassee, and he was making shit happen. Like, my last year living in Tallahassee, he was making shit happen. And it's like, and they published articles about him potentially becoming president of the United States. I'm like, that's the kind of trajectory he was on. So he was on that path. But Florida just had to fuck it up.
Mm-hmm. I knew Florida was gonna fuck it up the moment they put Rick Scott in as senator. I just that's accept true. The reality that Florida does Florida shit.
Yeah, Florida does Florida shit, and unfortunately, it's. I know we live here. I know I live here and all, but I'm just like, you know what? I'm over it.
I just need to get away from Florida. I love Orlando. I actually fuck with Tampa, like. Florida's not bad, but you got to accept, like, when you bring all these multiple personalities here. Like, I done met folks from, like, New York and Ohio, Louisiana, California. They all moved to Florida because technically the laws here are technically lean. Like, there's no stringent laws, maybe outside of, like, Tampa. But Florida laws are very, like, flawed as shit. Like, you can get away with a bunch of shit. Just don't get caught.
Exactly. Yeah, you just basically getting a lot of Florida shit, you know. And you got to also deal with a Florida man story being in the news every day, so people in Ohio or in other states can hear about it. But I've met plenty of people from Ohio that don't flock down to Florida, you know.
I mean, I go visit, but y'all got some weird shit going on down there all the time, man.
Listen, they ain't really weird. Son, they had a whole Netflix show about Florida.
Yeah.
That is sad that we have a whole Netflix show about Florida. And if you go on TikTok, you're going to see people talking about Florida because Florida just got a lot of dumb shit going on.
And you know the crazy part about this? A lot of folks that be doing a lot of dumb shit in Florida, not really from Florida. They from other places.
Florida adjacent, because some of them motherfuckers from Florida. You can't convince me otherwise. Y'all moving in the news every day. Them niggas from Florida. Y'all just don't want to claim them niggas.
Some of them we do have to claim, and some of them are just like, look, we're just gonna push y'all on to other states or wherever the hell you came from.
That's your cousins twice removed on your mama's side. We get it, but them Florida people don't try to put that on. It was like, yeah, it's people from coming from out of state giving us a bad name. No, that's you motherfuckers giving y'all a bad name. Them Florida motherfuckers, no doubt about it.
Yeah, if Florida can claim Nardo Wick and Kodak Black, I'm pretty sure we can claim everything else. So, I mean,
yeah,
spot him, got him.
Yo, we just got to claim our idiots, just like Ohio got to claim, like you know, Bow Wow and stuff. Like Bow Wow think he run Ohio. I'm like, LeBron is still. I know he in California and all, but come on,
Bow Wow from Columbus. We don't claim Columbus.
Yeah. I always want to ask that. I'm glad you said you was from Ohio. I always heard this narrative, and I think it started with LeBron. Is it really true? Cleveland and Akron, they don't get along.
They ain't homies. I mean, fuck them niggas over there. I mean, for real, if you ask me, they all some pussy ass niggas. I'm saying. Nah, I mean, I think it's differences between Akron and Cleveland. That's why I moved south of both of them than Canton, because I ain't got to do with none of that bullshit going on over there. But nah, I mean, I wouldn't say hate. It's just, motherfuckers is different from Akron to Cleveland. I mean, it's 30 minutes apart, but it's different time zones, feels like.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say hate, but, you know, everybody got their beef with somebody.
Isn't Cincinnati the real ones, y'all, the real villains here? Because I know Cincinnati's like down south, you know.
Yeah, Cincinnati damn near Kentucky.
Damn.
Them niggas one fart away from being in Louisville.
Nah,
no. They ain't too far off. No, I mean, I love Cincinnati too. I got family down there. I ain't grow up a Reds fan, but when Ken Griffey Jr. went there, I kind of rooted for the Cincinnati Reds. Fuck them Bengals and fuck all the rest of them. But you know, they cool. Ain't no problem with them niggas down there.
I rock with Joe Burrow. He came from LSU, so LSU.
Yeah, fuck that nigga.
Somebody on the fireball tonight.
Hold on. I mean, Chad Johnson over here.
You think it's a game? Like,
fuck Joe Burrow. Get fired that bitch one time. Fuck Joe Burrow. Ravens fans. Fuck that nigga.
I mean, what's
your Smoking Joe, Cool Joe, White Joe, Black Joe. Fuck them all. Fuck that nigga.
Nigga said, fuck Joe Jackson.
Fuck Joe Jackson. Joe Schumer.
I mean, your Browns just need
Watson. Hey, my Browns. Oh, whoa. Why would you cuss at me? Why would you cuss at me like that, bro? I thought we was cool here. I thought we was all amongst friends.
He said you called him a Browns fan. He found
that. Why are you? That's black. That where
well, you just said at? Fuck the Bengals. So who?
Oh hell no!
See, tell him I am a Baltimore. You don't see this black and purple, brother? I ain't no Browns fan.
Cussing
at niggas like that. Yeah, hey, why won't you cuss at me like that? Hey, what's up, your boy?
He said he don't fuck with me.
Hey, get you, hey, New Orleans, get your man. This nigga acting real.
He said he don't fuck with Bernie Kosar.
Fucking,
I mean, listen, man, don't feel bad. Me and Mr. New Orleans are division rivals over here, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's cool, but you called me the worst possible thing you can call me. You might as well call me a stealer right after that. Shit, god damn. If we
are just calling that bad,
call motherfuckers, we just out here cursing niggas out their name. You a Browns fan. That, sir, is fighting words.
You said you called him Deshaun Watson.
You called me a motherfucker. You nigga, no. I'm not one of them.
You called him Josh Gordon, nigga.
We out here, the brownie the elf. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking 2 foot two slew-foot ass nigga.
He said, fuck the elf.
Fuck the elf, fuck that dog, fuck them brown shit ass pants, and fuck that president. My Blambo's back, and I'm out this motherfucker.
Nigga said, you called him Tim Couch.
Nigga called me blast, just blasphemy meaning out here this early evening. Just out here calling motherfuckers anything today. Nigga called me out my name. Vic, hey, why would you disrespect me like that, brother? I thought he was cool. They can call me a bitch ass nigga. Hey, no, all you hear this nigga call me a bitch ass nigga to my face.
The
nigga didn't even say hello. This nigga just said fuck me to my face. They call me a bitch ass nigga. No hesitation, no nothing.
All right, DC, how your Ravens let Odell go to the Dolphins?
You see that nigga fleeced us for 16 and went over there for 8? Nigga, fuck you. Get the fuck out of here. I've been at fucking Mooley. Bali, you hear these fucking guys?
So I think the Ravens, you think the Ravens gonna get past Patrick Mahomes and get to the Super Bowl this year?
Hey man, that Kermit the Frog Muppet looking motherfucker needs to sit the fuck down somewhere.
Damn, Patrick Mahomes catches strays. Damn.
Go sit his beige ass down somewhere.
You like a nigga that works for Sears, bro.
Hey, it's State Farm. I'm calling Patrick Mahomes.
Hi,
yo, Patrick is Frog here. I'm gonna throw a touchdown because Andy Reid just drew up the best play ever. And then Travis Kelce is Miss Piggy.
Oh, hell no, Miss Piggy, bro.
Kirby,
he just called this man Miss Piggy.
No, Kirby,
we're a dynasty.
Hell no.
One of the offensive linemen is Fonzie the Bear. Waka, waka, waka. Bitch ass niggas, man. Hell fuck the Chiefs.
Hell no.
Niggas say his right tackle is Gonzo.
They got Tickle Me Elmos out there and shit, man. If you don't get the fuck out of here, Jim Hansen Muppet baby ass team. I'm so tired of Chiefs, man.
I fuck with Patrick Mahomes, Jeremy. I ain't gonna front, though. Patrick Mahomes might be the most unseasoned nigga I ever seen in my life, bro.
I'm like, God damn, why couldn't this shit happen to Lamar Jackson? He's from Florida and all, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
They got a restaurant and shit like that. This man done changed people's lives up in Pompano Beach. Like, come on, man. I think it's going to happen. I think the Ravens this year,
this season,
will dethrone the Chiefs.
Now I sound like a fucking Browns fan. This is our year. Then there's always next year.
No, really, you sound like a damn Cowboys fan because there's
a lot of things you can call me. There's a lot of things you can call me. Don't you ever let your mouth call me in the same Cowboy sentence with them.
Say you called them Tony Dorsett.
Yeah, you call me a fucking Muppet. Like, who the Cowboys?
Damn, you don't like the Browns or the Cowboys? God damn.
Okay. The Browns and the Cowboys have the most, and I mean the most absolutely positively delusional fans there are in this world. The Cowboys' last Super Bowl win is on VH motherfucking S. Nigga, hell, we talking 1994. Remember they had to come in the motherfucking sleeves that told you everything on the back and all the stats like a fucking baseball card?
Yeah.
And you had to pop that bitch out like that to get the tech to slide down? Yeah, them motherfuckers are on that. They them niggas on the way of Betamax. Fuck, the Cowboys ain't won shit, but it's always their year and they always America's team. Nobody asked for you, bitch ass niggas.
That nigga called you Deion Sanders later prime. Like,
Call me Michael Corksner and Irvin. Allegedly.
Bro, that nigga called you Quincy Carter.
Damn. Oh,
man. Tony Romo.
You say you're getting good deals, but you're not getting it done. So.
And you got to have somebody laugh at your ass every time you lose on TikTok.
Crazy.
Listen, all I know is, bro, the Cowboys ain't gonna see another Super Bowl until they get another coach like Jimmy Johnson. He ain't gotta be Jimmy Johnson, just a coach like
him. Hey, Jimmy Johnson hit that nigga with the shit from The Color Purple. Do you do rap by me? He never win another Super Bowl. Them niggas ain't won since.
They might not win.
I
don't know. They might not
put a root on them niggas.
Jerry Jones sets aside.
And I literally was telling somebody this. I feel like, and I don't wish this on nobody, I feel like the Cowboys will get close to a Super Bowl. And I feel like it would happen if Jerry Jones either moves out of the way or he would have to pass away.
Damn.
Like, because he has too much control. Like, he has buku autonomy of the team. And I don't want to sound harsh like that, but when you're picking the coaches that you want and not what's best for the team, because ain't no way in the world you're going to tell me, like, as talented as CeeDee Lamb is, and Let's put it in perspective. Like, the Cowboys didn't even have a quality running back. And Dallas was known back in the day for quality running backs.
I mean, they got Zeke, washed up Zeke back.
They just brought him back. But remember, they had Tony Pollard, and he was supposed to be like a scat back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he scatted right up out of there.
Yep.
Right up out of Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's like, I want to see me my fastest 40 getting the fuck up out of here.
And Dak Prescott finna hit them boys for some more money.
Dakota Reigns Prescott.
That's the fact. That's
you drafted a nigga named Dakota Reigns. That's all on you. All I got to say about that. That is your fault. That you drafted a nigga named Dakota Reigns. And thought you was gonna get big money out of it. I mean, he was cool in college, but he was a third round pick for a reason. He thought they was gonna get that Russell Wilson magic in a bottle that Seattle got, but they gotta forget Russ was more polished because he was at NC State and with the Wisconsin. So he played in two different pro ready systems.
Not to mention, like, if you really want to be honest, like, to me, and we're not gonna speak blasphemy because we don't wanna give the Cowboys buku credit. We don't want to give them any much notoriety than they already have, but I always felt like Dak Prescott is like a biracial Tony Romo. Good player who makes bad plays at the wrong time. That's what he does.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean,
listen, that's a good point, and we're going to leave it right there. Godfrey, I can't wait for your sports podcast to drop because I'll definitely hop on it, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get up out of here, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate everybody for rocking with Liquor Talk. Please follow the fellas, you know what I'm saying? Follow wherever you are on social media. This has been another Men's Only Round edition. The last one of Season 6. I will definitely bring it back for Season 7. But, fellas, I want to appreciate y'all for showing up. Whenever y'all need me, remember, I might be in Florida, but I'm just a DM away. So highlight me, fellas.
Peace, y'all.
Shit, you already know, Jeremy. I know you out there in Tampa. I actually got my car fixed, Jeremy. So when I'm in Tampa, I have to DM you and hit you up, be like, yo, I'm up crash down for a weekend, man. We gotta run something.
Bet. Listen, we'll run it. Thank you to listeners and subscribers for pouring up with us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Until the next episode, we're out this thing, y'all. Peace and good night, y'all.
God bless.